Hello, thank you for joining us today on this third day of the Feast of Tabernacles. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. During the feast, we are looking at what we need to be doing now to be part of the kingdom of God. And today we are looking at overcoming to be in the kingdom of God. In life, we either overcome what is before us, or we are overcome by those challenges, and spiritually, it is no different. The Bible makes it very clear we must overcome. We can never surrender and throw in the towel. We must overcome this world like Jesus if we want to be in the kingdom of God. Jesus clearly showed he overcame this world, and he told us to be of good cheer because he overcame this world. He had to overcome this world to be our Lord and Savior, and the fact that he had overcome the world was the reason for good cheer he mentioned. When Jesus first preached during his earthly ministry, he used proverbs and parables to make his point. He also knew that after his resurrection, the message of God the Father would be made available directly to them. At this point, the disciples were beginning to understand that Jesus came from the Father and would be returning to the Father. He also knew that some difficult days would be ahead for the disciples, scattering them throughout the world. But Jesus wanted them to have peace and to know that he had overcome the world. John 16, verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs. But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father. At that day, ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world to go to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now, we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone, and yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Like Jesus, we too must overcome this world, and we begin our quest to overcome this world by believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he came from God and returned to God. We also will find ourselves keeping the commandments of God, because we know that it is our faith which gives us victory in overcoming the world. We keep God's commandments because we love God, but it is faith which gives us victory in overcoming the world. 1 John 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? When we consider the dilemma before us, to overcome or be overcome, that same dilemma has been faced by all of our brethren throughout the millennia as we all seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. And broadly speaking, there are those who believe Jesus Christ came in the flesh, and there are those who do not believe. Those who do not believe that Jesus came in the flesh have the spirit of Antichrist. In prophetic terms, many think of the Antichrist as some evil end-time persona. And biblically, an Antichrist is simply a person who does not believe that Jesus came in the flesh. Even among those who call themselves Christians, there are those who to this day are not certain that Jesus came in the flesh. The Bible makes very clear that those who do not believe Jesus came in the flesh are not of God. What we need to know is that we overcome the world and these false beliefs because the Holy Spirit that is within us is greater than the spirit of this world. Everything that this world speaks of is about this world and the people in it. We look to the kingdom of God beyond this world, and God hears and knows us. 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. We overcome the wicked that is in the world not through brute force, but by love that comes through the Holy Spirit. This world uses brute force to hate and conquer, but we use love. We do not hate people in our life because what we do is based in love, a love based on the laws of the Bible. Instead of seeking the kingdom of God fighting with weapons, we fight with love. We have love because we keep the commandments of God and have had our sins forgiven us. Through our relationship with God the Father and through love, we overcome the evil that is in the world, especially the evil brought upon the world through Satan. 1 John 2, verse 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you've overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you've known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you've known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. When we think of overcoming and not being overcome, our focus is on what is spiritual, not what is physical. There are instances in the Bible of the forces of evil overcome the righteous through death, but we have hope in eternal life and the resurrection. So in spiritual terms, a physical death doesn't compare. The two witnesses are pivotal figures from the book of Revelation, and the beast overcomes them through a physical death. For 3.5 days, their bodies lay dead on the streets of Jerusalem, only to be then resurrected and called to heaven on a cloud, causing incredible fear. In the end, the two witnesses overcome through faith, and even if our journey of faith ends in physical death, we will also be resurrected. Revelation 11, verse 7. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom in Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to a heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. The end-time beast is described as a horrific creature that rises out of the sea. It is interesting to consider that people of faith see life as coming from God, and people not of faith tend to see life as coming from the ocean. This beast will be so powerful that it will overcome the people of faith through war, suggesting that at this future time, many people of faith will die a physical death and will be awaiting their resurrection. Revelation 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the names of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. The Bible shows it is the Lamb which overcomes all end-time forces of evil, from the beast and false prophet to their minions and followers. The forces of evil will seek to destroy Jesus Christ and will fail. And all who are alive with Jesus at this time, and all who have died in the faith, are the called, chosen, and faithful. Revelation 17, verse 14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, The waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beasts, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city, which reigneth over the kings of the earth. To overcome the evil of this world, Revelation shows 3 elements are needed. First, overcoming what is evil is only possible by the blood of the Lamb. We must believe that Jesus came in the flesh and died for our sins. Second, we must be sure of the word of our testimony, meaning we must be well versed on what is actually in the Bible, meaning we need to regularly study the Bible. And third, we must not love our physical lives so that we would surrender faith to extend the physical life we have. We are in this for the end game, eternal life in the kingdom of God. Revelation 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. John shows a vision of a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who are on that sea of glass are those who have obtained victory. They have overcome the beast, the image of the beast, the mark of the beast, and the number of the beast. To be on this sea of glass, we must overcome. Revelation 15, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, 7 angels having the 7 last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints, who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name, for thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Having overcome the evil in this world, and continuously overcoming the evil we see each and every day, we cannot allow ourselves to be overcome by that same evil. If, having been enlightened to the knowledge of the truth, we allow ourselves to be overcome, we will end up in a fate much worse than where we started. 2 Peter 2, verse 18. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is he brought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. To overcome the evil that is in this world, we must not become like this world. We must become transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we present our bodies as a living sacrifice. None of us is in a position to think highly of who we are, because it is through the mercy of God that each of us is who we are. Romans 12, verse 1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. The love that we are to have to overcome cannot be a phony love. We are to hate that which is evil and cling to that which is good, so we never hate the person. We just hate what is evil. We need to be kind and considerate of each other as we strive to live peaceably with all people. When evil is done to us, we do not repay evil with evil. We do not seek vengeance, looking to God to avenge his people. There is no part of the overcoming we are to do in the Bible that gives us a reason to do harm to people. Instead, we overcome evil by doing good. When we overcome evil by doing good. Verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. In overcoming, we need to remember that just like God would fight for Israel, God will fight for us. If God is for us, nobody can be against us. It is through God and Jesus Christ we are conquerors. It is through God and Jesus Christ we overcome, and nothing will separate us from the love of God, which is through Jesus Christ. Romans 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. To be part of the kingdom of God, we must become a spirit being. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And giving us victory over death, we thank God that allowing us to overcome physical death is Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Overcoming involves renewing our mind. No longer can we be driven by the lusts of physical life. We must be driven by what is spiritual. Instead of seeking food and drink and other pleasures of life, we seek that which is spiritual, seeking first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. Ephesians 4, verse 17. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Overcoming means We value what is spiritual over what is physical. We do not use the spiritual knowledge we have been given for physical financial gain, but so that we can live our lives as examples to other believers. Everything we do points to God as the source of our victory, and God will exalt us in due time. In other words, God will make it plain for all to see at a future time that we have indeed overcome. 1 Peter 5, verse 1. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Overcoming requires constant vigilance on our part. We cannot allow the Holy Spirit we have been given to sit idle. The Holy Spirit is not like a car's engine which can idle while the car is not moving. We need to be spiritually moving at all times. And this spiritual activity through the Holy Spirit, a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind, empowers us to overcome. We cannot allow ourselves to spiritually idle. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. When and where we overcome might not always be in the best of places. It's much easier to overcome when it is just ourself in our own backyard. And even in that situation, we must overcome. We will also overcome in places and situations that will be much more intense. For instance, we can look to David, who wrote about walking through the valley of the shadow of death without fear to get to the green pastures and still waters. Before we come to the green pastures and still waters of the kingdom of God, we will walk through our own valley of the shadow of death, and we will overcome all. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the messages to the churches of Revelation, all were told of the need to overcome. Today, we will look at two of those messages. The church at Smyrna was told that some of them would be imprisoned and some would die, and that they needed to remain faithful to death. If they did this, even though they would die, they would overcome and not be subject to the second death. Revelation 2, verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works in tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. The church at Philadelphia was given an open door, but given little strength. This church overcomes and holds fast to what they have so that nobody takes their crown. Revelation 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. We all seek the kingdom of God, which culminates in a new heaven and a new earth, with New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. If we overcome, we will be part of the kingdom of God, and for us, New Jerusalem will be a reality. Contrasted to those who overcome are the fearful. There is no fear in love. Contrasted to those who overcome are the unbelieving. We believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Contrasted to those who overcome are the abominable. Instead of believing a stinking lie, we believe the truth. Contrasted to those who overcome are murderers, and we love other people, especially those of the faith, because those who do not love other people are just like a murderer. Contrasted to those who overcome are idolaters. Instead of getting sucked up into a religious lie, we keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Finally, contrasted to those who overcome are liars. We do not believe the lie. We base what we do on the Word of God, which is truth. Revelation 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable and the murderers, and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. We are people of God. We seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, and that is one of the reasons why we are observing the Feast of Tabernacles. We know we must overcome to take us beyond where we are in life today, and through Jesus Christ and God the Father, we will overcome. We never give up on seeking the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. We never allow those who mock God to cause us to change our mind on what God has done in our lives and what God will do for us in the future. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together tomorrow on the fourth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Until then, thank you for joining us today.